From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 60 years ago, an environmental disaster in southwestern Pennsylvania shocked the nation.
The deadly cloud over Denora, Pennsylvania. But nobody knows what the poisonous vapor is in the smog. There have been a score of deaths.
The events in that small mill town forever changed the way Americans think about industrial pollution and their health. Reporter Ann Murray has the story.
On October 27, 1948, the people of Denora, Pennsylvania, woke up to a thick yellow blanket of smog. Charles Stacy was a senior at the local high school. He remembers his walk to class that day.
The smog created a burning sensation in your throat, in your eyes and nose and so forth. But we still thought that that was just normal for Denora.
Back then, smog often hung on until late morning in Denora, a small mill town about 25 miles south of Pittsburgh. The town's zinc plant and steel mill belched out endless streams of toxic smoke. But this smog was different. It darkened the valley for 5 straight days. That week, Stacy listened to the radio and discovered that the ever-thickening smog had turned lethal. 20 people were dead. Half the town was sick. He says everyone was overwhelmed by the havoc.
Right 2 blocks down the street here was the Denora Hotel, and on one level they had an emergency hospital set up because the 2 local hospitals couldn't handle all the people, and unfortunately in the lower level they had a morgue because the funeral directors were overwhelmed with bodies at that time.
Denorans later learned that a cold layer of air had trapped a poisonous mixture of carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and metal dust. Stacy's father asked the owners of the zinc plant to shut down during the deadly smog. The plant kept operating despite the request, though operators did reduce emissions for a couple of days. For years, no one in town wanted to talk about what had happened.
It was sort of a black eye to Denora. I always heard, let it die, let it die.
That's Don Pavelko. He says today he and other townspeople want the world to remember. They recently opened the Denora Smog Museum to commemorate a tragedy they believe gave rise to something positive. To make the point, Pavelko walks outside the small storefront museum. The sun glistens off a flaming orange sign that reads, "Clean air started here."
We here in Denora say that this episode was the beginning of the environmental movement. These folks gave their lives so that we can have clean air.
The Denora smog event, the worst air pollution disaster in U.S. history, let the public know that industrial pollution could kill. It eventually led to the Clean Air Act and state and federal agencies that regulate pollution. Don Pavelko is proud of that legacy.
Okay, young man, you see this here?
Back inside the museum, he shows an 11-year-old visitor photographs and artifacts. An old oxygen tank catches the boy's eye. The same tank a firefighter carried through the dark streets of Denora to help citizens survive the smog that put pollution control on the map. For NPR News, I'm Ann Murray.